Well, Dermot, how you doing? Welcome back to the Airwaves of Highland. It's been a while since we had a chat. How's things?
Good, Oisin. Thank you very much for having me on. Listen, things are good. As you know yourself, it's been a very busy time, you know, through athletics nationally, you know, and internationally. So it's been great time for athletics, you know. So it's been brilliant.
Yeah, everybody's riding the high at the moment off the back of the European Championships, where Ireland won various medals, of course. Stunning performances from our very own, of course, Mark English in there getting gold in the 800 metres. And this is a sort of golden period for Irish athletics again, so does Dermot.
Yeah, listen, Mark was tremendous. You know, his longevity of the sport, you know, really going back a long, long time and sticking with it, you know, obviously with Kate for the multi-events, Andrew 1500 and Rashida again. So there's great, great range of success throughout Europe and throughout national, you know. So that's an enormous time for athletics and throughout the country, you know. So I think maybe building that and getting momentum going now is really crucial to ourselves, yeah. You know.
What has been key for Ireland to get into this point now where they're at and able to win medals at major tournaments?
Yeah, I think, you know, deep down, you know, with Athletics Ireland, you know, as a whole, coaching programs and plans, one thing or another. Obviously, we have a real good structure of pathway program throughout the country as well. We have real good investment recently in coaching. We've brought Christian Malcolm and people like that. You know, so it's as a whole, as an association, I think we're up in our game. But it all starts, obviously, has to start at club level, you know, and county board level, where all the seeds are sown, Oisin. So I do believe that it starts there. But, you know, our high-performance team has got so much better. Obviously, investing, maybe travelling to Armwell and stuff like that. So it's all a collective package sort of thing, you know. But again, grassroots is where it all begins, you know.
Yeah, and obviously athletes from Donegal who are now on a world stage and a European stage have come through that process. We mentioned Mark, but like aside from Mark, Mark's the golden guy now of Donegal athletics as we see it. But yeah, in recent weeks as well, of course, Arlene Crossan of Fun Valley up there representing Ireland at Europeans. Ethan Dewhurst of Cheer Connell, Letterkenny AC's Aaron Friel, just to name a few who have competed on the big stage as well. And what they came through at grassroots level all played its part to where they are today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you could mention, obviously, Tara Rose, you have Leo Gara, you have Harry McElwain, all people who has represented Ireland recently over the last couple of weeks, you know, at European level and world level. Indeed, Ethan Dewhurst ended up a first in the world, you know, that's a tremendous achievement. Again, what's that down to? It's down to our coaches, the likes of Brian McGonigal, the likes of Catherine McDevitt, the likes of, you know, the likes of Mark Connolly, people like that. There's so many people on the ground working so hard, and as Mark has said himself, you know, recently in interviews, that it takes a wee village to try and get somebody to that level. But again, it's a tremendous work from the athletes, first of all, and obviously from the coaches at a club level. You know, and parents should be very proud of that and very, very thankful to the clubs and to the coaches for that element as well, you know.
Yeah. You released a statement earlier this week around harnessing this momentum of the Irish success at local level. But in the following paragraph, you also added that it's not a time now for complacency, that we have to keep moving forward. How do we continue to ride this momentum now at local level in your eyes, Dermot?
Yeah, so as it stands, actually, we're looking at 2,700 members in Donegal. That's going to rise rapidly. That's going to rise now on the success of the European Championships and indeed our local athletes. That's going to rise, and we're going to be, you know, it's not always. There's a caveat there that we're going to struggle for, and we are struggling for officials, for volunteers, for coaches. You know, I suppose, you know, what comes with, you know, increased membership. We have 10 clubs in the country, or sorry, in the county, and working really, really hard. But we're struggling to have enough officials. So my call really is, I think, to try and get the likes of ex-athletes, get them back involved in the sport again. We have so many super, super ex-athletes. Some of them are still competing in Masters, you know, but I would call on them more so to try and get back involved with the club. They have so much experience, they have so much to offer to the young people. And just to get them involved at a local level, it doesn't have to be 7 nights a week, it doesn't have to be 5 nights a week. Just to harness maybe a wee talks and maybe just bring maybe one or two athletes along with them. And like we have huge people out there that has done international, local and whatever through over the years. And you know, to me, calling them back into the sport again, I think that's going to be help us with the momentum of increasing membership and indeed success again, you know, for the future.
Yeah, and it's the knowledge and the experience that they bring to these younger athletes as well, because they've been part of it and they've done it, and this is no disrespect to a parent or other volunteers who are in there, but when you get a past athlete that's able to come in and talk about experiences to an up and coming athlete, that can be a golden nugget. So it can.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, parents and volunteers have definitely got a place within every club in the country. But obviously, as you say, the experience and from ex-athletes, they know what it takes. They know the commitment. Like, there's so many of them out there that the commitment that they've put on over the years. And I still see people like Kay and Katrina out running there. I just say to them, geez, you have some appetite yet, you know, and it's amazing what they're doing. And to bring that back and bring their experience and bring their know-how most of anything else. And to talk to the young athletes, as you say, and indeed express how difficult our sport is and what you have to do to get to that level of Mark English or get to that level of Arlene Cross and people like that, you know. So that's crucial that we buy into that and we open our doors to these athletes, or to these former athletes, and these still, some of them, as I said earlier, some of them competing at this stage, you know, but I think that's really important, yes.
Yeah, and we'll mention the parents and the volunteers because their input and their help is massively beneficial as well. And the clubs are there and the county board is there to help the parents and help the volunteers grow, and I suppose their aspect of what they're doing, and indeed the sport overall as well, Dermot.
Yeah, 100%, actually, because, you know, obviously, as a county board, we run so many competitions throughout the year. And as I said in my piece earlier, that takes 40 or 50 people to organise one event. It's the county board, you know, track and field event. It takes up to 40 or 50 people. And, you know, we're calling again on parents. You don't have to be an experienced official here. You know, just come in and you can shadow maybe someone that's been at it for a while. And we have some of the best. We're punching way, way above our weight nationally. Here, Ash, you know, we have Teresa, a senior team manager, Mike Conley, chair of juvenile. We have the likes of Herbie and Neil and Carmick, Lorraine, all on national boards, you know. And when you go even to national level, the amount of officials from Donegal that are down there, but we need the local ones. We need somebody that's going to rake a putt. We need somebody to put up a high jump bar. That's what we're struggling with. You know, we just need more people involved. And indeed, parents do come in some stage, but I think they're maybe a little bit afraid of to ask a question or maybe offer their help. But my call would be that, you know, just go ahead to your club and have a talk with them. Tell them that you can't commit to everything, but you'd like to maybe do a couple of hours a week, make a difference, you know.
Yeah. Last year, of course, the numbers for athletics went up nationally. The average was 9%, but Donegal was leading the way. There was around about an impressive 12% increase on membership and athletics in the county. We expect that to grow again off the back of the success over the last number of weeks. Why is it, do you think, that athletics is so popular in this part of the county or the country? And obviously, you say we're punching above our weight here, but like, it's through schools, it's through underage. What is it about athletics in Donegal over the last couple of years?
Yeah, you just mentioned it there, Ashton, the likes of schools programs and one thing and another has been going. The county boards, the clubs themselves, you know, they're really well run. You know, it's big because we're 12%. Last year we had a target, an all national target figure last year of 75,000. As I said, the national average was about 9% increase, but in Donegal alone was up to 12% increase, you know, and that's, you know, that's probably up there as high as any other county. And that's down again to the county board, how well they work and what's available. Like, the county board is struggling all the time for finances and one thing and another. We just spent a lot of pound there, over 20,000 on new timing system equipment. There's not many county boards in the country are at that level, you know, and having with a finish and payment structures like that. You know, so they're really, really putting a big effort into it. But again, the clubs, you know, we, as I say, we're paying clubs, people working hard, trying to invest in coaches and trying to invest in different people to get them on board. But again, as the man says, it comes at a cost, because our membership increase is going to go again. We're 2,700 at the minute. That's going to go to 3,000 because of the cross-country season coming up. And again, that's some people, we're very fortunate in Donegal not to have too many waiting lists with some clubs. Whereas nationally, I think we've got to maybe 100 clubs throughout the country that have waiting lists. And fair play to our clubs that we're keeping the doors open. And I think that's crucial, you know.
Yeah. Just in your own role, Dermot, obviously you're in as development manager with Athletics Ireland, the club development manager. It's been a while since we had you on a spoke. You might just maybe remind us what your role actually entails and how busy a job is it for you?
Listen, it's not a job when you're enjoying it, like a sport, you know, but I suppose the big role that I would be playing here would be obviously trying to work out fundings and one thing and another, trying to get structures going in clubs, trying to help clubs. And again, really what I'm doing here now is trying to achieve something within our own county, within nationally, you know, that we bring these clubs forward, you know. But my role really is obviously growing membership, and trying to work out facilities for clubs, trying to improve facilities, trying to improve maybe lighting. So the big one now coming up, and we're just waiting for the announcement now in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, is the sports capital funding. You know, last year we had possibly, I think it was, sorry, the last time it came out, we had something like 86 clubs that applied nationally. We need that to be over 200. We need the same in Donegal. We need everybody to apply. County board applied, as I said, up the last time it went out and got money and spent it. So that's really part of my role is obviously getting structures going. But the big one now at the minute, I think, is getting people on board to apply for some capital funding. And the thing is, the message coming from government is apply for something. Let's go to all sporting bodies, you know. Apply for something. You'll always get money, you know. So I think That's a message that I would give out to the clubs, county boards, and one thing or another out there, you know.
Yeah. Just finally, the track season's now done and dusted. The year's flying, and so does Dermot. Cross country's up next. Another busy period lies ahead for athletics and the county and in the region.
Yeah, listen, cross country season, short season, but it's all jam packed and again. And, you know, that's to me, and people know me too well that I love the cross country season. It's easier to work at. We have county championships. So I think there's one in Mullingerigan, another one in Cardona, followed by an Ulster championship, which will be in possibly in Belfast, and another one maybe in Fin Valley. It's not confirmed yet. We have an Ulster meeting next week, and then obviously internationals. And where do we see it this year? We're looking for a couple of boys or maybe a couple of girls to try and make national teams and make, you know, go to the Eurocross and one thing and another. So that's the big outlook as far as Donegal is concerned as well. We're always there about, you know, we had in the past, we've always people on teams and, you know, looking at again, trying to get people on those teams at national level. So again, it's a short season, but a very, very busy season, I think, you know.
Yeah. Listen, Dermot, many thanks for talking to us and the very best of luck with your continued recruitment. And there's no doubt with this brilliant success of Mark English and the rest of the Irish team that athletics will be on the up for the next number of months. So it will. Thanks for joining us and the best of luck, yeah. Dermot.
Thank you, Ashin. Thank you.